Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander on the other side of the glass. Ed and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday, January 27th, 2015. We are coming to you live from AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice, and we live stream the show at buckmastershow.com. That's my website, and on the station's website, KVOI.com. And of course, we have all of our podcasts and all of our audio archives from all of our shows over the past 4 years, and that's available for you anytime at buckmastershow.com. We have a very jam-packed, as usual, noon hour. We'll begin talking with the new chair of the Democrat Party in Pima County, Cheryl Cade. Cheryl is with me in studio. We'll talk with her in a few moments. About 12:20 in the afternoon, we're joined by certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. Shelley comes on every Tuesday at 12:20 with our Tuesday Moneymaker Report, and it's been kind of a thumbs-down day on the market. The market was down at one point up to like 400 points, but Shelley informed me just before we went on, we've rebounded somewhat, down about 250, but still, it is kind of a big down day on Wall Street. 12:30 or so, Lisa Lavallo will join us. Lisa is the Market Vice President for Cox Communications, and we'll close out the show with our every other Tuesday Arts Report, which is presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Our live line number is 790-2040, and if you would like to join us on Facebook, become a friend. It's easy to find us. It's Bill Buckmaster. Cheryl Cade, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Bill.
Well, congratulations. You are the new chair of the Democrats for Pima County, but also you are the chair of the chairs of all of the Democratic county level party folks. So that makes you the, like, queen of queens.
Yes, I like to think of it that way. One of the things that I wanted to do when I ran for chair of Pima County was to really make sure that I could expand some of the things that I wanted to do within Pima to other counties. And I wanted to learn from other counties what they're doing. So I'm really excited about that. It seems everyone's on board. And we've already had our first meeting, and I think it's going to do very well.
How about your vision for the Democrats? How are you going to build your tenure? What are you going to build it around, or
you
build
know,
it on?
As you know, I've been involved in Democratic politics here in Arizona really since like 2004. I've run for the state Senate twice. I've been a campaign manager twice. I'm a consistent volunteer. I've learned a lot. I've made a lot of mistakes personally, and I've been with people who have made mistakes also. And this last race that I ran for Dr. Randy Freese really gave me the opportunity to take some of those lessons and put them into play. And from there, I've come up with four things that I want to focus on. Fundraising, of course. We can talk about that ad nauseum. Messaging is going to be huge for Democrats. I feel like it's my job to help people simply and succinctly be able to talk about why they are Democrats. You know, the good thing about Democrats is we like to talk a lot. Unfortunately, you know, the Republicans are really, really good at their messaging, you know, smaller government, lower taxes, that kind of thing.
Yes.
So that's one thing that I've got a couple of very highly respected professionals, an attorney and a PhD in communications working on. So that's one thing, messaging and communication. But also, I want to develop, based on what I did with Randy's campaign, PC and volunteer development. We're really going to go back to the grassroots. We're going to break down tasks for people so that becoming a PC is not an overwhelming responsibility. It's small bites of good work that you do throughout the whole 2 year cycle leading up to an election.
The precinct committee person we're talking about.
Yes, thank you.
PC, precinct committee people. Yeah.
And then also candidate recruitment and training is vital. And I want, one of the reasons that I was so excited about, obviously, Randy Dr. Freeze running is because he is a mid-career professional. I mean, he's going to be a wonderful example and mentor for those other people out there that are thinking about running for office, but they're maybe in the middle of their career. I mean, if he can do it with his schedule, I think other people will go, gosh, maybe I can do that.
It's not like he wasn't already very busy as as a trauma surgeon over at the university. So, I mean, here's a guy that is putting pretty much his career, at least now during the legislative session, sort of having to put that on hold.
Well,
he's still coming on the weekends.
Yes, he's back working a 24-hour shifts on the weekends, and seems to be doing fine.
Cheryl Cage is with us. Cheryl is the chair of the Pima County Democrat Party, and let's look at this realistically. The Democrats did not win any of the state offices. The legislature pretty much stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you turn as a Democrat to build? You mentioned Dr. Freeze. That is a success story. What are some of the success stories that you can build on with the Democrats?
Well, I think that it's important to know that our voter turnout here in Pima County was higher than statewide. We have a lot of good, solid, motivated people that are ready to really have an honest discussion about what worked and what didn't. And I think that those four things that I talked about is the first step towards building a new kind of Democratic Party. I'm very excited about the new leadership that we have on the state level. We have some younger people, some more diverse people, and I think that that's going to help energize people. One of the things that I told everyone when I ran for this is that this is going to be my job.
Mm-hmm.
I am not going to be taking a full-time paying job anywhere else. This is what I'm going to dedicate myself to do. So I think we've got a good, strong foundation. It's just a matter of putting some of these things into action now.
All right, let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Terry has a question for Cheryl Cage. Go ahead, Terry.
Yes, ma'am. I have a question for you and the audience who are listening, and I'll flat out say it. Tucson's pretty much run by Democrats and had this opportunity to correct the problems, many problems. But the question is for you, Cheryl, why so much poverty? Thank you very much. I'll take the answer off.
Thank you, Terry.
Boy, I wish I had the answer to that. I would be queen of queens, wouldn't I? It's true that Tucson is a little sea of blue here, but I think it's really important to remember that the legislature has been in not just Republican hands, but very conservative Republican hands. They've devastated our public education system, and please notice that I said public education system. That is one of our biggest economic engines, and if we can't educate our children, what follows? More prison beds, more poverty. It's just amazing to me that people don't understand that it's penny wise and pound foolish to not fully fund our public schools, give every child, no matter what kind of family they live in or what their socioeconomic stature is, a real opportunity to advance. Dr. Freeze was raised in a single family household. There was no money. And he says if it hadn't been for excellent public schools, he would not be where he is today. And so I think, Dave, that the answer is it starts with education.
Yeah, and there is a new report out today from MSN, Arizona now number 5, worst overall grade D+ for education per pupil. Spending is the second lowest in the country. High school graduation rate, 12th lowest, and not good news.
Terrible news.
Yeah.
And I don't know why people are so surprised. And it's only going to get worse. The governor's budget is truly, in my opinion, a slap in the face to every child in public school here in Arizona. So, I think one of the things that I want to do is have more action items, get people more involved so that they know how to speak their mind to power And maybe we can get some of these things changed.
All right, let's see if we can work in both of these calls in about the remaining 2 minutes or so. Dave, go ahead quickly, Dave. Hey, Dave.
Yes. My comment is the state legislature has passed a bill prohibiting schools from charging impact fees, and Marana's growing like a weed, and they're having to pay for all these schools, and they're raising my taxes something awful to pay for the schools, because the developers creating the need for the schools aren't paying for the schools. It's just decimating for the schools here, because the schools need to expand to accommodate all the enrollment for new development, but developers aren't paying for the schools they're creating a need for, because they lobbied the legislature to pass a bill prohibiting schools from charging impact fees.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Well, I think there were lots of articles yesterday about the fact that with the governor's budget, he's able to say, I'm not raising taxes, but guess what? Pima County's going to have to raise our property taxes. So you got to pay for this some way. And people start needing to, you know, peel back that onion and see that we all pay in the end. We all pay in the end.
All right, let's see if we can work one more call in with Cheryl Cage. Jerry has a question or comment. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hi.
I have a question. Aren't the charter schools considered part of the public schools? Because the charter schools, because, you know, BASIS especially, is doing extremely well for educating their children.
Yes, charter schools are public schools. But I would like to say something philosophical here. I really believe that there are two areas that should not be money-making ventures. One of them is education, and the other is prisons. And so there are, you're right, Jerry, there are some wonderful charter schools, but I really have a problem with charter schools making profits.
Okay.
I just do.
Just a philosophical thing, I'm sure, for Cheryl Cage talking about she does not believe about schools should be making money.
No, I don't.
And you don't think the prison system should
no,
be making
No, I don't.
Money.
Absolutely.
All right. Where can people find out more about what you are planning? Would you direct them to your website?
You can go to Pima County Democratic Party. Our phone number's on there. You can, my email is on there, and we would love to have you join us.
Okay, Cheryl Cage, we will talk to you down the road, and thank you very much for coming in and sharing with us your plans for local Democrats. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
All right. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, where the 16th annual Chocolate Fantasia is coming up. If you like chocolate, and most people do, this is a great opportunity. There'll be at least 24 locations in historic downtown Silver City to gather those gourmet treats as live musicians play around town, sustaining the mood of the Chocolate Festival. Again, it's February 7th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can find out more. 3 hours east of Tucson, basically, over to Silver City. Find out more at southwestnewmexico.org, and they have the complete listing of things to do and places to stay, like Bear Creek Cabins in Silver City, New Mexico. We'll be right back with Shelley Fishman.
Welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? Well, not all news is good news. You know good reporting when you see it. And you can support solid, nonpartisan journalism by becoming a backer of TucsonSentinel.com's Panorama Project, an unprecedented effort to photograph every mile of the Arizona-Mexico border. Your local independent online news needs your help. Back Panorama on Kickstarter to support our ambitious project to paint a vivid and accurate picture of the borderlands. Go to TucsonSentinel.com/Panorama to learn more. And back us on Kickstarter today. TucsonSentinel.com. Because a smarter Tucson is a better Tucson.
Please join the UA College of Science, which celebrates the premiere of its 10th free public lecture series starting Monday, January 26th. This year's 7 lecture series topic is Life in the Universe, which explores our universe of molecular, biological, and cosmic scale to ask, what is life and how do we recognize it? Each program starts at 7 p.m. More information at cos.arizona.edu.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday, a newsmaker interview with Ward 1 Tucson City Councilwoman Regina Romero. Also, we'll talk with Hank Amos, the president and CEO of Tucson Realty and Trust. Buckmaster each weekday during the noon hour on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice, and always on buckmastershow.com for anywhere in the world live streaming, podcasts, and our show archive.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And it's time to consult with our financial advisor, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. Shelley, how are you?
Well, I've been better. It's Tuesday, Bill, and it must be your birthday again.
I think every Tuesday
we have
kind of a down market. But we're making progress. We've cut our losses by almost half at this point.
Well, from 300 to 200.
Well, it was close to 4. It was 380.
I don't know. Nothing to worry about here. Nothing fundamentally has changed from yesterday or last week or the week before. What we really have going on here is more uncertainty in the market and new headwinds. You have the Greek election last weekend in which the party that took the majority of seats in parliament is talking about restructuring the deal that the Greeks made with the EU. And the EU is saying, we don't think so. But the Greeks are very much dependent upon payments from the EU that were part of that settlement. And there's a payments coming up. So, you know, the time to negotiate is going to be very short. And they're going to need to figure out how to do this. The Greek economy is suffering. The average man on the street, woman on the street, is really hurting in Greece from some policies that were very unproductive for several years, and then some other things that have just played into the economy not doing well. They have a tremendous problem with immigration, and the way they've written their social contract, the way most of the European democracies have view their responsibilities to society in general, is that those people are a drain on the economy, and they can come and they can claim benefits. So there's a lot of problems that the Greeks are dealing with, and I think that's one thing that the U.S. economy is now kind of dealing with. Certainly, the markets are dealing with. We had some stimulus from the European Central Bank last week that was larger than anyone anticipated in doing quantitative easing, or in essence, the European Central Bank is going to do what our Fed did and buy bonds and print money to do it if they need to, and that it was actually kind of reversed that downward trend we had over the past week or two. It was seen as pretty good news. The problem that is going on throughout Europe right now is the threat of deflation. And so the economic theory of what happens when a bank steps in and does things that are not directly stimulative but are, you know, kind of tinkering with the monetary system. We're seeing a lot of articles of whether that's going to, in fact, take care of inflation or not. You also have in Europe a safety net, a social safety net, that says when the economy slows down, it doesn't necessarily have the kind of effect on consumption that it has when, say, here in the United States, because there are so many payments to individuals and to families that the basics are taken care of. So the demand side of the equation is very different in Europe than it is here. It's a fascinating difference. I mean, these systems are so similar, and they are different only kind of in the edges, in the rounding errors, if you will. But when you talk about how different they are and where they're different, those contrasts are very striking.
Shelley Fishman with a certified financial planner. And, of course, the money reports coming in from the big companies today were not real positive.
Yeah, we got some disappointing results, and that always spooks the market a little bit.
And the currency, the dollar being strong now, is that affecting things?
Well, a strong dollar, again, depending upon where you sit, if you're a U.S. exporter, you're thrilled. If you're a U.S. tourist, you're thrilled. If you're a company that is looking to export from Europe to the U.S., I'm sorry, I misspoke before. If you know that the products that you buy in Europe in U.S. dollars are going to be cheaper, then you're very happy about that. So if you're a European exporter, that's very good. If you're a U.S. exporter into Europe, okay, now
that's
you're
not
going
good,
to get
your products are going to cost a lot more.
Cost more money relative to the euro.
Yeah.
So when the dollar was kind of climbing against the euro, that worked well for U.S. Exports. Now that it is down, a significant amount, we have to worry about our trading partners and how we trade with them. Fortunately, even though Europe is our largest trading partner, the rest of the world is a huge market for us. And we haven't seen an effect really in the U.S. manufacturing sector yet as a result of this slide in the dollar vis-a-vis the euro. If this continues for a while, and we also continue to see commodities down because of mostly the drop in crude oil prices, then the effect on the U.S. economy will begin to be noticeable.
Shelley Fishman with us, certified financial planner. Shelley, how does this, you said fundamentally for your clients and for folks who are invested in the market, really things have not changed. Your outlook for the year is
still pretty
positive.
8-10%.
8-10%.
And high volatility on the way there.
Yeah.
Again, nothing fundamental has changed. And so I don't believe we should be making adjustments in portfolios at this point, except when you get a 300 point down day, if you're sitting on some cash, it's a buying opportunity.
There you go. Real quick, let's see if we can squeeze in Matt. Matt, I've only got a few seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, Shelley, I don't see the stock market per se going up. So are you encouraging people to, I mean, the only place to get a return would be dividends. Other than that, I don't see bonds or anything else paying anybody. What are your thoughts? Thanks.
Well, my thoughts are that the stock market will be going up. We'll see about a 10% year. That's what the consensus number is from most of the people who study the market. There are some people out there who say no, the market is overbought right now, but you know, look at the time frames you're talking about. The bond market, interestingly, has slowed down a bit, but we haven't seen defaults, and interest rates, you know, haven't changed that much. So you can get pretty good returns from some bond funds, especially the ETF versions of bond funds. Again, in a volatile market, you got to be really careful. If you believe the market is going south, there are strategies to make money in south going markets. I've got some puts I can sell you, or some shorts you can do. Every time I challenge a person to take me up on that, nobody does.
All right, we'll save that for another time. Shelley Fishman, where's the best way to get a hold of you?
Buckmastershow.com, and then hit the link to me, and I'll return the call right away.
Okay, Shelley, have a great week.
You
Thanks.
Too, Bill.
All right.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
In southern Arizona, if you don't have termites yet, you will. Five Star Termite and Pest Control treats what the termites are after, your home. Don't treat the dirt, earth, ground, or soil. Foam the home. Call Five Star at 886-0045. Subterranean termites? Bad. Five Star Termite and Pest Control? Good. Soil treatments? Silly. Patented foaming treatment process? Smart. Homeowner who wants effective termite treatment? Contacts Five Star at 886-0045 and fivestartermite.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Do you own a car that's driving you nuts? Does the check engine light or the oil pressure light come on for no apparent reason? At Perfection Auto Works, we specialize in the car that no one else can fix. From a timing belt to a shifting issue, Perfection Auto Works can handle all of your auto or truck repairs.
Call 323-8650. That's 323-8650. Visit our website, perfectionautoworks.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hi, wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine. Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us. How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. The following segment of Buckmaster is presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. Joining me on the Buckmaster Show is Lisa Lavallo, Market Vice President for Cox Communications here in Tucson. Lisa, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill.
Hope the new year is off to a good start.
So far, so good. We're very busy. Thank you.
We're talking today about something that most people don't really think about, but when you do think about it, 20 years ago, if people had said anything about the internet or email, most people's eyes would just pretty much glaze over. And that also applied to businesses. The chief information officer probably didn't exist 20 years ago, but that CIO has become now so important to a business, because think about it. If your internet and your web page and all of it goes down, you've got big issues.
You've got big issues. And the speed of change in technology and IT systems, whether it's dealing with the cloud or migrating your platform to a new platform, I mean, it's really sophisticated work. And the CIO, we have found at Cox, is a critical person in business decisions. They're critical in terms of how much money they're responsible for allocating within their businesses. And they're critical in that they have to develop that expertise throughout their organizations. And I think, you know, more than half of them are sitting at the table with the CEOs and the C-suite folks in their businesses. And we just felt at Cox that those folks need to bring them into the light of day more, because they have a lot of value to bring to the community and obviously are very invested in making business successful here.
Yeah, they've been flying in many cases under the radar. And so from what I understand, you're trying to kind of bring together these chief information and technology officers to kind of do some networking. And is it a monthly group now that you're going to have?
Yeah, so we pulled together an advisory group of CIOs, CIO from Tucson Medical Center, from Pima County, from Carondelet, from Providence Service Corp, and sat down with him and said, what's important to your level of leadership? What's going on in your industry? What are you worried about? What's keeping you up at night? And they threw out topics that really, as someone who's in a general management role, could really scare you when you hear them, like network and data security.
Right.
Right. So all of us heard about the North Korea hack and all that. These guys are thinking about this every day. And if you think of our medical, UMC, TMC, these folks, healthcare security, patients, records security, HIPAA requirements, regulate. I mean, that's their world in terms of management of that. How do they develop talent? How do we recruit and retain people who are in IT and who want to move up into leadership roles? They're interested in dealing with devices that are coming into the workplace. So every person's wired up. They've got an iPhone. They've got an iPad. It may or may not be part of the network of their company. So how do you manage all these devices that employees are bringing in for privacy and security? Harnessing big data. You know, I mean, some of the topics that they came up with, I thought, man, these guys are really juggling big issues.
Yeah, and it's the security issue alone is enough to really, of course, get all of the CEOs' attention, certainly. But the way this whole thing has developed, I'm fascinated by how quickly, like technology, mm-hmm. how it's moved so quickly that these people, these CIOs now, in about half of the instances, are directly reporting to the CEO. These are your main decision makers in many cases. Beside the CEO. So
yeah,
with the CEO, you're having to make these big decisions with the CIO.
Traditionally, you have this COO, the CFO, the CEO, right? Those are the three that we think of.
And the financial
guy, operations person, and the big boss.
Right.
And those are the folks we typically see at the Leadership Council or at the Chamber of Commerce. But this information officer, they're controlling a huge amount of the budget. Every big initiative or innovation that a company, big or small, wants to make, they're like, how do we capture the data? Mm-hmm. Do we have the analytics to make good decisions? What are the financials? I mean, the CFO can't do much without an IT department that's producing financial statements. So if a CEO is not sitting, or someone who has that role in your company isn't sitting at the table with decision makers, I think that's an outage for business moving forward.
So these people are going to get together and they're going to share information. You're going to bring them together every month?
So what was really cool is we're going to bring them together every month. We've got about 25 CIOs that will be attending our first, what we're calling the CIO series, on February 11th. And they built an agenda. The first topic is going to be network and data security, and we'll bring in a speaker to have a Q&A and a dialogue around some of the best practices. And then what the CIOs also told us is that they're very interested in what's going on in the community. So Chuck Huckleberry will be our guest to talk about the county bond and other issues that are going to affect the county relative to property taxes in the state budget. So give Chuck a chance to meet and talk with that level of leadership. And that was at the request of the CIOs. They want to be really knowledgeable about other issues that are taking place in Southern Arizona and around the state.
And the young talent is going to be so important because, let's face it, when the nerds or whatever, when they were kind of, you know, when this whole thing started, the information people were kind of considered the nerdy part of the office. But these so-called nerds have now graduated.
They're super nerds.
Critical super nerds. And so these, you're looking for people that are not only talented, but if they are going to be in these decision-making positions, they also have to be communicators.
They do. They have to have leadership skills. They have to be able to develop people. I mean, they have subject matter expertise in IT technology and that infrastructure, but they also have to have skills that a CEO or a COO have. They have to understand HR, recruitment, retention, and development of people and teams. And the IT work doesn't get done in a vacuum. I mean, they touch every department of your company. So the ability to have and develop people who can communicate across your business. You know, you don't sit down with someone who's coming in to help you with a technology issue. They have to know your business too.
Right.
And know the effects of how the technology is impacting what you need to do to get your work product out. So I think that's a huge part of what the CIO has to focus on.
How does it look for Cox Communication this year? What are some of the challenges you're facing?
You know, actually, the business is improving, Bill. We're growing again, both on the residential side. Our commercial business is doing great. We have double-digit growth on commercial. And our goal is to, for any project that we can invest in that gives us a reasonable return, we want to bring capital here and grow our network. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that the school districts have the right technology. We're focused on making sure that happens. We've done a lot of work with downtown to enable larger consumer growth there or commercial
growth.
Yeah, it
was huge, wasn't it? So-called wiring of downtown Tucson.
Yep. It's a very big project. And with all the new development down there, that's been great for our business. And so we're bringing in the best technology there. And we're bringing in new products. I mean, speed on the internet and broadband speeds is really what we're focused on to get it as fast and robust as possible.
Everybody wants it faster.
And they want to use multiple devices without any latency. Mm-hmm. So we're really focused on making our network much more robust.
Well, you've got a great group here on your advisory group that represents really a lot of the major players in town. You've got Vail School District, ASARCO, GEICO, which is continuing to have a bigger presence here in town, Providence Service Corporation, Tucson Medical Center, you got TEP, and you got Pima County. I think that's a really good core for your initial advisory group.
Yeah, and they've all really been supportive of this effort and have given us some suggested folks to invite. And any if there happens to be a CIO,
I was just going to ask you if somebody would like to
please contact me. I would love to invite them.
Can they just get a hold of you through the coxbusinessaz.com? Is that the best way, or how?
You know, or they can just email me at lisa.lavallo@cox.com. Yeah. That's fine too.
So good stuff here about trying to get the next generation and the current generation of the CIOs as they continue to have really more power and influence in all of our major companies here in town. Lisa, good to see you. Thank you
good
very much.
Good to see you, Bill. Thanks so much.
Lisa Lavallo, she is the Market Vice President for Cox Communications here in Tucson. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. Coming up next on the Buckmaster Show, our every other Tuesday arts report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. We'll be right back.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with 2 separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven
woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, this portion presented by the crown jewel of downtown Fox Tucson Theater. Very excited, the folks at Fox, and they should be if you're a reggae fan like I am. The Wailers performing the 30th anniversary tour of that fabulous album Legend on February 4th. Bob Marley and the Wailers, the iconic album really of reggae, is Legend, sold over 30 million copies. Was named Best Album of the 20th Century by Time. And if you want something really special for Valentine's Day, enjoy December 63. That's the timeless music of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons coming to life in this recreation of a Frankie Valli concert experience. That should be a lot of fun. And of course, all the big hits, Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, and Walk Like a Man. So they'll be doing all of them. For more information and to purchase tickets to the Wailers, that's February 4th. December 63 on Valentine's Day. How perfect, huh? February 14th. And Gladys Knight coming Sunday, February 15th. Visit foxtucson.com. Dan Gibson with Visit Tucson joins us. Fox is bringing in some good stuff.
Yeah, can I throw in my personal choice? February.
Yeah.
It's February 19th. Roseanne Cash. Now, daughter of Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Now, you know, for anybody, that probably is enough to make her famous and interesting. Mm-hmm. But she has this album out that came out this year, The River and the Thread. For my money, the best country record that came out in 2014. It's a stellar record on Blue Note, and she's going to be performing that. And, you know, obviously some other songs that you know. And she plays some of her father's songs, like Tennessee Flat Top Box. That's at the Fox, February 19th. A fabulous show.
Craig Sumberg and the gang at the Fox really are booking some really good shows, some good acts, and a real legend is coming up here, the Burt Bacharach show.
Yeah, so Burt Bacharach is it's a closing show of the Tucson Jazz Festival, which, you know, I've been to a couple of shows. There's been really good crowds, good response, and they've had, you know, such a wide variety of stuff from Joey DeFrancesco to, you know, to Burt Bacharach closing it out. And Burt Bacharach's a man with a million hits. Mm-hmm. He's performing with, I believe, a 12-piece group that's coming.
Very cool.
Multiple singers and strings and brass and, you know, obviously he's playing the piano. And there's remarkably still tickets left for that you can get at Fox Tucson Theater.org. So
it's amazing. 500 songs that he has written that have kind of gone on and been recorded. It's amazing.
Yeah, so you think of any song that you really love from that era, you know, from Walk On By or Say a Little Prayer or That's What Friends Are For. I mean, he's had his hands in everything.
Yeah, I think that was Dionne Warwick's first album that had Walk On By. As I recall, I was just a kid. 1963, that album came out, and it was pretty much Burt Bacharach stuff.
Yeah, that's
classic.
The House Is Not a Home is my favorite.
Oh,
that song is heartbreaking.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. what else do we have lined up here?
So, you know, to flip it on the other side, local artist Danny Martin. He's a sketch artist. You probably have seen him around with a notebook and a pencil. He stands outside of local attractions and local landmarks and draws them. He's doing a show at Art House Centro, which is at 186 North Meyer. That's Saturday, February 7th. He's going to be exhibiting some of his favorite work, some of the stuff from the Tucson Sketchbook Project. He's an incredibly talented guy and helps you see Tucson in this other interesting light. Danny's probably one of my favorite artists right now. So if you have a chance to see that free show, you absolutely should.
Any other art-related items you would like to bring up?
Oh, there's all kinds of art, Bill. Opening this week, Astronomical. It's Photographs of Our Solar System. Mm. It's at the Center for Creative Photography. That opens on January 31st. New curator, Joshua Chang. I'm probably butchering that. Mm. But he's bringing this, Center for Creative Photography is one of the best. It's probably the best museum for photography in the world. Mm-hmm. And so he's, you know, really bringing back attention to what they do there, the sort of things they show.
Kind of repurposing it, isn't he?
Exactly. Yeah. So he's doing the things they've done exceptionally well, but also just this is an opportunity to talk about what the University of Arizona does with space and just what photography, what part of it has in the science of space.
Yeah. And then, by the way, across the street is the University of Arizona Museum of Art, and they're also kind of repositioning themselves, kind of repurposing. We're going to hear about their vision from Dr. Burns. He's the new curator over there. So they've got, it's not like they don't have beautiful things in the archives.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now it's like, get the message out. They've been kind of under the radar.
Screen. Yeah, what can they do with that space? Exactly. How can they talk about it? They have an incredible Warhol exhibit coming up. I don't know exactly the date on that, but it's going to be really something for sure.
And we had Julie Sassy, the curator of TMA, on the show last week, and I'm very happy to report that the fabulous Figures show, mm-hmm. the art from some of the fabulous European art, that show has been extended into April.
I know. So if you haven't checked that out, and I don't know what your people get busy. I get the holidays, all that stuff. Now is the time. You got to go check that out. Go to Cafe Le Carte, hang around downtown, make a day of it. It'll be lovely.
And now with you working at Visit Tucson, your offices are in the downtown, so you're getting to kind of wander around downtown a little bit more than you were at the Weekly. Is that true or no?
I mean, it's nice to sort of better places to eat for sure than nothing against Ina and Mona Lisa, but there's better food downtown. But also just to run into interesting people and the sort of things that are going on. So
what else do we have going on?
If you're the Oscars are coming up, the SAG Awards were this weekend, so you're probably got a lot of movies that you're interested in seeing, things that you're wondering about. The Loft has all of those movies. I mean, they have everything. Boyhood is there, Grand Budapest Hotel, Whiplash, Nightcrawler, Mr. Turner, which is a look at the British artist J.M.W. Turner, opens on Friday. Mm-hmm. My choice there at the Loft, Wednesday, the end of their Jean-Luc Godard series, Weekend, 1967. It is an incredible film, chaotic. At the end of the film, Godard says it's the end of cinema. He declares this is the last movie. I mean, he kept making movies. But an incredible film. That's 7 p.m. on Wednesday, January 28th. And you can see the works of Godard. What other cities do you get to do that at?
Turner, of course, is one of the iconic British, was one of the iconic British artists.
Yeah, and somebody who worked in landscapes and then all of a sudden worked in this sort of impressionistic, important way. Probably Britain's most important artist of all time.
I think so.
Yeah, that's Mike Lee is the director. It's an incredible film.
And did you see the Grand Budapest Hotel?
I loved Grand Budapest Hotel. Yeah, I saw it in the theater the first time around. But if you haven't seen that, it's an exceptionally charming movie with this incredible cast, and it's got a chance at the Best Picture Oscar. My money's on Boyhood, but if you haven't seen Grand Budapest Hotel in the theater, it's a really charming film.
Dan Gibson is with us from Visit Tucson. Dan had kind of, I guess he's repositioned, speaking of repositioning ourselves and things, Dan has repositioned himself coming over from the Tucson Weekly and everything we hear. Dan, you're doing a great job. You've got all sorts of ideas that to kind of maybe, again, should I say, reposition the Visit Tucson, or just expand and enhance what appeals to out-of-towners and people from Phoenix, because that's one of our big markets, people coming down here for the weekend. Right?
It's a huge market for Phoenix, for us, with feeder markets, as we call it, in the jargony terms. But, it's like, how do we tell our story? Like, what can we do better to tell people in, all across the country and all across the world about the amazing things that are in Tucson? How do we help people at the Gem Show get around? How do we make that as seamless an experience as possible? How do we improve MLS preseason, which just kicked off yesterday at Keno Sports Complex? It's sort of it's an interesting job because I get to be sort of a creative catalyst for just trying to make things better and sharper and get the word out about what we're doing.
So this is really the start of the Gem Show beginning this week. And of course, this is kind of like the Super Bowl for Tucson. This is the biggie.
Yeah, it's funny because a lot of people asked, like, are we getting any residual things from the Super Bowl? I'm like, we're fine. Right now, we're fine.
Yeah.
Room rates are up. Occupancy is up. You can drive along, the I-10 or downtown. You see the tents up. It's all starting to happen. January 31st is sort of the main kickoff. But dealers are in town and business is happening. And, I couldn't be happier about it.
And there's a spike, I'm sure, that will happen from the East Coast with the big snowstorm. Always does.
It's great news to, you know, if I can encourage anybody from Tucson to share on Instagram a picture of them in short sleeves to their East Coast friends, it's a perfect time for
it. I have seen a little bit of that already on Facebook, the old shovel thing before. Wish you were here, you know.
Westward Look had a picture of their pool today and a temperature gauge by it. It said, here's our Snowmageddon. It's 70 degrees and you can go swimming.
Oh, so. My goodness. Dan, thanks a lot. Gibson from Visit Tucson. Our every other Tuesday Arts Report is sponsored by the fabulous schedule of February shows at the Fox. Listen to this lineup. February 4th, the premier reggae band The Wailers performing the Legend album in its entirety. Then plan to spend Valentine's Day weekend with Oh What a Night and Your Sweetie. Saturday, February 14th, and you can enjoy December 63, the Frankie Valli and Four Seasons concert recreation. Sunday, February the 15th, the Fox welcomes Gladys Knight. Talk about a legend. 7-time Grammy winner, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. She's recorded more than 38 albums. For more information and to purchase tickets to see the Wailers, February 4th, December 63, February 14th, and the Empress of Soul, Gladys Knight, February 15th, visit foxtucson.com. And if you are looking for a great auto mechanic, and who isn't? I mean, you got to have a good auto mechanic. Mike Emery and the team at Perfection Auto Works can take care of all of your foreign and domestic needs. Convenient Midtown location, one block south of Speedway on North Beverly. Check it out. PerfectionAutoWorks.com. Coming up this afternoon, Ray Allen produces and Mike Shaw hosts for Tucson at 4. Then it's Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 tomorrow morning. Chris and Joe, the Daily Double with Christy Simone from 8 to 9. All of that will be engineered, at least the 3-hour morning show, by Ed Alexander. And Ed's back with me. I'm a lucky guy tomorrow afternoon at 12:04. On behalf of Ed, have a great afternoon and we end evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.